Appellant's amendment and give statement of reasons as to why. Passed with 14 votes, 5 no, 5 abstentions. Number 2, motion passed. To urge the PNB to issue guidelines on how to inform the membership as to the content of the bylaw amendment, including on-air education. Unanimous. Number 3, motion passed. To urge the PNB to encourage the membership to vote no on the bylaws amendment and include a statement of reasons why. Motion passed with 12 votes, 6 no, and 6 abstentions. Do we have any comment or discussion on number 1? Okay, we will do 60 seconds. Let us try to keep it brief. Number 1, taking the sack with Michael. Anybody else for just number 1?
Yeah, I have a motion to implement that first motion. So we read as follows. The KPFK LSP urges KPFK members to vote no on the proposed bylaws revision because...
Mike, please, you should go. Oh, yes. Start over.
The KPFK LSP urges KPFK members to vote no on the proposed bylaws revision because it makes it easier to sell off assets, makes it more expensive to become a member in a discriminatory fashion against volunteers, gives 6 outsiders the power to change the bylaws further, prevents staff members from serving on the board, and eliminates local station boards and their ability to provide local oversight to management and budget and local representation on national board committees. It does nothing to solve Pacifica's financial problems and actually wastes money. The secretary shall arrange to place this motion on the LSP, a report on the station's website, and otherwise publicize this recommendation. I will strike out from my own motion about putting it on the website because of the previous ruling from the judge, but the secretary shall arrange to otherwise publicize this recommendation.
So your motion is to implement number 1.
Yes.
Is there a second?
I have a motion to amend.
You want to amend Michael's motion?
Yeah, just I'd like to add something to the motion, which is kind of amending. Where it says Pacifica's financial problems and actually wastes money, I would delete that. I would strike that and say, as Pacifica is in financial crisis.
Where
are you?
Where
are you?
Actually wastes money.
Wastes money. Insert as Pacifica is in financial crisis.
So it does nothing to solve Pacifica's financial problems. Still remains.
Yes.
And then what else?
And then what else is, as Pacifica is in financial crisis. So, and actually, as Pacifica is in financial crisis.
Michael, do you accept the change?
It's not up to Michael to accept.
I'm asking if he, so we don't have to vote and then vote and then vote.
Okay.
If he will amend his... Go ahead.
No, I'm saying as per Robert's rules, Michael's motion should have been seconded, and it hasn't been. Before any amendments are accepted.
That's true.
Okay. Is there...
Okay. I second it.
Okay. Michael, do you accept the... It goes to the body, but rather than vote again, if you will amend your...
I don't see why to take out it actually waste money. If you want to add it, waste money... Well, Pacifica's in financial crisis. I'm okay with that.
Okay, so we have an agreement here on the language of the motion. The motion has been seconded. And are there any objections to the motion to implement number 1, encouraging members to vote no on the bylaws and give statements as to reasons why? Okay, so motion passes. Is that something that can be undertaken by the new task force that has?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it should.
Every single one of them.
Okay. I'm asking the task force, though, to put it on the agenda for the meeting. Okay. Is there any discussion needed on, or does anybody have any commentary on motion pass number 2?
Did you read it?
I'll read it again. To urge the PNB to issue guidelines on how to inform the membership as to the content of the bylaw amendment, including on-air education. It sounds like we're getting direction on that from the court anyway. And so is there any discussion needed regarding number 2?
I just want to, can I be recognized?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to ask Grace to forward all this email to the LSP in regards to the 14th, February 14th, if there's no proprietary information.
Okay, I just wrote an email to Arthur asking him if I could.
Okay.
He has a few little snarky comments in there.
Oh, he does.
Maybe you copy and paste the pertinent.
the clean.
Did you make a point?
Yeah, the clean version.
I mean, you know, anyone in court heard all of what he said. So, but I still want to get his, you know.
Thank you. I think that's an appropriate, step to take. Bella, for number two.
Yes, I wanted to make sure that we are, regardless of what our challenges are, we must challenge what is going on right now. We should have done this 2 months ago. Look where we are now, right? And I kept saying in the emails, please, we need to challenge every single court order by this judge, who apparently is in the pocket of these people doing their bidding. And we have, and what has just been highlighted here, all of this needs to be challenged right away. So that we can do our business as Pacifica Foundation, follow our mission statement.
Thank you. Any other commentary regarding motion path number two? Okay. Number three, I'll read it again. To urge PMB to encourage the membership to vote no on the bylaws amendment and include a statement as to reasons why. We've pretty much undertaken most of this at this point. So is there any commentary that's needed? Anybody have a burning desire on that one?
We have public comments, right?
We do have public comment coming next. So just to reiterate, the task force for this, Bella, Oscar, Michael Novak, and Polina. Polina will be sending out an email to the other three to schedule a call or a meeting, and those three motions will be part of the agenda for that task force. Okay, thank you. We're closing that section and moving on to public comment number two. So it is 12:25, and we have 10 minutes for a public comment, 90 seconds each.
Would you like to speak about the event on the 22nd?
On the 2nd?
Sí.
Si.
No, can you?
Todavía.
You need to get out.
Buenos días, buenas tardes.
Can you come to the front, Roberto? Can you come to the front?
Okay, I'm sorry.
This
mic
here.
Your phone translate, bro?
Yeah, I'll use this mic.
Give it to Pauline, thank you.
Bueno, pues aquí los compañeros para el día 22 es que son presentados la programación en español más que nada.
Next Saturday, that will be on the 22nd of the month, 22nd February, and it's mostly Spanish language programming that's organizing.
Así, debido a los problemas que se han dado en KPPK, o sea, más que nada con la mesa directiva local. Dado que nos sacan del aire constantemente.
Given all the issues that have arisen lately, especially with the local station board and the fact that we get preempted, we get taken off the air during fundraise.
Y bueno, realmente se está buscando una, en este caso, una audiencia favorable para la estación. Desafortunadamente, por muchos motivos por los cuales, bueno, no podemos ampliarlos acá en este momento, pero la comunidad hispana de habla hispana es grande.
Our main goal is to increase audience, and for reasons that I will not be getting into today, we've been thwarted in that. And growing our audience, but Spanish speaking public in general in our signal area is quite large.
Dado que en KPFK a veces cuando se aísla un poco la programación, nos vimos en la necesidad, nos hemos visto en la necesidad de echar a andar por nuestro lado, por nuestra cuenta, actividades para poder tener un contacto más directo con la audiencia y también para poder recaudar fondos.
So given all of that, we have been, we found ourselves in a situation where we need to take our own initiative and make our own efforts to raise funds without any support from the station to also be closer in touch and to get to know our listening audience and to raise funds for the station.
Bueno, tengo que aclarar también esto, los programadores en español, pues todos, prácticamente la mayoría, pues no cuentan con un sueldo, un salario que es voluntario, ahí va incluido parte de los gastos, a veces buscamos espacios, pagamos los espacios, de nuestra bolsa sale para pagar a los participantes, músicos, etcétera, etcétera.
And I just want to clarify that the Spanish language programmers, none of us, or probably none of us, almost none of us are getting paid for the work we do. And often we've also had to take out of our own pockets, you know, kind of pay out of our own pockets to put up these events in order to raise money for the station, such as paying musicians. Which it seems like English programmers do not do.
No, lo hacen. Entonces, para este 22 tenemos un evento en frente de la Cátedra de Ricardo, los invitamos a que lo distribuyan y lo difundan en sus programas. Esto después hablaremos más. Gracias.
So yeah, so just to finalize, we have a KPFD fundraising event this coming Saturday 22nd of February, and we'd like you to invite you to the event and to help us spread the word. Thank you.
One o'clock
at the station.
And this is also to outreach for the
NOVA,
most importantly.
Jim, KPFK was my sponsor. Back to unexcused absences. When I was the secretary, I kept an attendance chart for the entire board. I filled it in at the end of each meeting. So when I had two consecutive unexcused absences, I would know right away. And at the next governance committee meeting, I would report on this, and we would send an email or a phone call to the member in jeopardy and invite them to attend the next meeting and inform them, if they do not attend, that they would be off the board.
That's right.
And I was usually thanked for this, and a number of people stayed on the board who might otherwise have been kicked off because they weren't aware of what their status was. As for the above-mentioned problem for voter education, I've actually received a lot of voter education. I got a flyer today. Lawrence, Michael, and Bella have my email, so I'm in contact with their advocacy. And Grace and Jan Goodman, they have my email, so I'm in touch with their advocacy. And through I got something from Kim Riley, right? So maybe that I may not represent everyone in the, you know, in the all membership, but so far I have been getting some information so I could make a choice.
Lucky one.
And I don't think it's unusual for elections to be extended to KPFK. I thought KPFK LSB local elections had been extended. I don't know if that's something really sound like it's forbidden. I thought we haven't extended.
Different rule. Yeah, this
different
is a different
rule.
Different
yeah.
For this particular time.
Thank you.
First of all, program disclosure is already on the air. I heard a very odd program disclaimer for the health programs. It said this does not represent management's opinions necessarily, but it's being presented by management.
Right.
So that's problematic. Somebody needs to be looking at these FCC rules, and it's not the governance committee, because the governance committee governs the boards, right. Not the station, not management. Some of you know, I wrote a letter, a public letter, to these proposed directors with some questions. I sent it to them. I put it on Medium. I also started a Facebook group for any discussion if anybody's interested. So, ask me after. But I really want to report on finances because that's super important. For the first time in 4 years, we got to look at documents at this last meeting. The salary has supposedly the salary had a 2% increase, but the amount of increase is far more than that. The consultants in the first quarter of this year is already more than the entire last year. That's a big red flag. There are mistakes and omission. The fund drive days are already 2 weeks more than last year.
Time.
And just the first two.
We will have the third public comment after the.
Oh, there is one. I didn't see one on the.
Yeah, we added it in. It's a minute later.
I will finish this then.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Hi, Jean. I just wanted to mention for the task force that I never got a ballot for the election in the fall, and I just think it's really important to double check the emails that they're sending out, that maybe Renee this time has to provide proof of all the names that the email has gone to, and that it be double checked against the membership. So, and if they don't have emails, that they're contacted another way to let them know. Thanks.
Thank you. We have time for one more public comment for this section.
There's two people there.
Okay. Is it two?
Yes.
Okay, we'll close after the gentleman with the hat.
Good afternoon. My name is Barbara. I'm Ari.
Sorry.
I need to be a little bit more educated about all this that's going on. I do know a little bit, but I am asking KPHA.
Can you turn it off?
Yeah, I thought I did. So I'm glad that they brought it up where they said that the public needs to be more educated about this and also be included. It's very important because they're the ones that keep us on the air, right?
Thank you.
So I really wish that you guys would take into consideration that to kind of promote it more. And I'm happy that you guys are doing the task force. It's very important. So I cannot right now kill me off when Michael threw me off right now. So right now in the second public comment, I'll see what I meant to say.
Thank you. It'll be after the treasurer's report.
Okay, that's
yeah. Good. Hello, Mr. Angus.
Okay.
Si alguien me puede ayudar. Soy participante en la programación de Voces de Libertad en español.
I'm part of the collective that produces Voces de Libertad in Spanish.
Y a consecuencia de la política racista que existe del señor Trump.
Due to the racist politics on behalf of Mr. Trump,
a mucha gente se le hace fácil querer implementar políticas racistas, antidemocráticas.
Many folks find it easier to implement racist or anti-democratic politics.
Tal es el caso de las bylaws que se quieren implementar en KPFK.
Such as in the case of the bylaws amendments that are sought to be implemented here in Pacifica.
Y consideramos que tenemos que trabajar en diferentes formas, con muchos métodos.
And we think that we need to work in different ways and employ different methods.
Para informar a nuestra comunidad.
To inform our communities, to educate our communities.
Y no permitir que estos reglamentos sean aprobados porque perjudican muy drásticamente.
And we should not permit that these, we shouldn't allow for these bylaw reforms to be adopted because they really hurt our communities in drastic ways.
La sugerencia a la mesa de KPFK.
A suggestion to this local station board of KPFK would be
que se busquen esos mecanismos para hacer llegar la información a nuestra comunidad y su voto sea muy acertado.
That you make an effort to make this information get, right, to supply this information to our listening communities and that you vote correctly to do so. In order to ensure that our communities vote in
the proper way,
in the way that protects their interests.
Yeah, en contra de la política que va en contra de Radio Pacífica y por lo tanto de Capital. Gracias.
So that they vote against and to reject, they vote to reject these bylaws amendments that are against Pacifica and against the listener community. Thank you.
Thank you to the public and to Paulina and to John for helping with the microphone. So that concludes public comment number two. And we will move into committee reports. So we have, seeing that we already did the PMB committee elections, committee reports, finance committee, personnel committee, and outreach committee. Who will be speaking for the finance committee?
The treasurer.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to be second, please.
And we have 10 minutes for all three committees, so let us try and keep it brief.
Okay. The Finance Committee met last Wednesday, February 12th, at the station at 4 p.m. We only had about four or five members show up for the meeting. The treasurer, myself, Kim Kaufman, Michael Novick, Alan Beek, and but in any case, the important thing is this month we actually had a wealth of documents that we haven't had in a very, very long time. Last Friday, I was able to send out the December, which is the first December P&L statement, which is the first quarter of fiscal year 2020. And the other member that showed up for the finance meeting was the business manager, Barry Brooks. Barry at the meeting also provided a number of documents which I scanned and sent out, I believe, this weekend to both the Finance Committee and the LSB. I also sent out a summary of the current fund drive. So we actually had a fairly good, a decent discussion. I'm sorry?
Two motions?
Yes. We have two motions, which I'll read here. But first, before that, we had a fairly good discussion about the P&L. There was some errors pointed out in it and some missing data, which is actually not that unnormal for a P&L because that's a moving document that the visitor manager is continually adding data to. So it was an interesting meeting, but the business manager dropped a bombshell on the finance committee. He mentioned that he had been given instructions by his boss, which is the general manager, to in the future provide us only with quarterly P&Ls. That's every 3 months. And that basically undermines our oversight of the station.
Right.
So we put forward a motion at the Finance Committee, which I will read. And we're asking the LSB to pass this motion today to reinforce the Finance Committee's reinforce the Finance Committee. The motion from the Finance Committee. We request that the LSB direct the general manager via the business manager to provide members of the committee an electronic copy of monthly P&L statements. This is the first motion. I'm going to read the second motion. Second motion is really a follow-on to that, and that we... It's requesting a specific list of financial documents to be provided to the Finance Committee monthly. The motion from the Finance Committee requests that the general manager directs the business manager to provide members of the committee an electronic monthly check register, a detailed trial balance
monthly detailed balance sheet, monthly detailed accounts payable, aging report, a list of full-time and part-time employees and their hours, and general ledger for the for FY19 and current fiscal year general ledger year-to-date by month. That's the second motion. So I'm putting forward these motions to the LSB because we really need your authority to impress the general manager with the with our request.
I have my hand up.
Michelle, were there some questions from the committee?
So when it comes to the question, it's my okay.
So the Finance Committee is putting forward these two motions that we need the LSB to pass to...
Yeah, make the motions from the LSB, not just the Finance Committee.
Right. Bella, did you want to add something?
I want to add, yes, of course. On my way to the meeting, my radiator hose broke. I sent a text to both Janine, I thought she was going to be at the meeting, and also to Kim. I don't know if that was communicated or not. I sound religiously at those meetings. I find my comment here is that these two motions are redundancy of what has been passed and voted and passed in the past, and what I have been asking for years. And now I'm hearing, which I suspected, that the general manager has instructed, has given governance instruction to the general to the business manager, so he does not comply with our mandate under the bylaws. So, and regarding the five documents that you sent, Fred, I expressly wrote you back, and I said that each and every one of them is irrelevant, outdated, and they are not as of the closing date of the fiscal ending date. Therefore, these reports are non-functional.
Okay. Thank you, Bella.
We need monthly reports.
That's the first motion.
No, I'm speaking of the five documents that Fred Lair sent to the Finance Committee just yesterday.
I'll take all the documents I can get.
So, just briefly before we vote, we're going to hear from Michael and Beth. And in the meantime, Janine is making copies of the two motions so that we can all look at them.
I've already received copies.
What's that?
Copies of the two motions.
Okay. So, Janine has gone to make copies for anyone who doesn't have one. Michael and then Beth.
Yes, I want to make an amendment.
Could you use the mic,
please?
I'm offering an amendment to add, after the list of full-time and part-time employees and their hours, the names of all consultants and their hours.
That would be in the general ledger.
Is that an amendment to...
No, that would be part of the report. Outside.
It's an amendment to the second motion.
Okay. Outside contractors.
Thank you. Second. Beth?
I want to speak in support.
Could you get a mic?
Here.
It's got a mic. Okay.
I want to speak in support of Fred's motion with an offer of a couple of friendly amendments. One, it should be made plain to the general manager that this is a requirement, not a request. Not his call. It's our call.
Exactly.
He's accountable to this board. Exactly. His employees are accountable to this board. And we can't do our job until he does his job.
Thank you, Beth.
And the second is that I would like to add that we need to account for all volunteer hours because those have dollar value. Once we get to the point where we can apply for grants, the IRS values volunteer hours at more than $24 per hour. And in California, it's worth even more than that. It's closer to 30. It's just below $30 per hour. And if we can, if we can document that, we can leverage that into grants once we get our books in order. So that should be part of the accounting that comes out of to me, it makes most sense to account for it here because of the dollar value. But it would probably have to go through personnel.
Thank you. Okay, so we have...
Wait a minute. That is an amendment. Amendment.
That was for motion two. So we're going to...
Michelle?
Yes.
I accept that as a friendly amendment. Best amendments, and also Michael's.
So, thank you. I'll go over that when we get to number two. We're going to vote on number one. So there's a motion on the floor from the Finance Committee, now belonging to the body. The General Manager directs the Business Manager to provide to members...
By rights, the General Manager.
What's going on? The language that Fred read was a little bit different than the language that
exactly.
Janine
exactly. So the LSB is directing the GM.
Fred, can you read the language for number one?
The Finance Committee...
The LSB...
Must be missing here because it should be directs the... the Finance Committee...
Directs the GM.
Ask
the GM. I made this motion and it was very
well. The language got changed from what I provided originally.
Well,
the Finance Committee asked the LSB.
Bill, again, you're not part of the committee.
I was at the crosstalk, please.
The author of the
Yes, Lawrence.
So it's not uncommon for a member of a committee, whether they're a sitting LSB board member or not, to clarify something or to even bring a motion to the floor.
That I don't have a problem with. I have a problem with crosstalk and cutting each other off.
Okay.
So, Fred, would it be useful to you for Kim to clarify the original motion?
No. I think dropped was the word the committee requests that the general manager direct the business manager to provide the members of the committee electronic copy of monthly P&Ls. I think request should have been left in there.
Right.
Then it should say direct.
It should be required.
We can't do that.
We can.
Or direct. Direct is okay too, but required.
Somebody on the bottom.
Well, we're requesting that the GM direct the business manager. But I guess we really should be directing
the GM.
GM because this is not business manager. Is not really.
So the language is that the LSB directs the general manager to direct the business manager to provide members of the committee an electronic copy of the P&L monthly instead of quarterly.
Okay, so we should insert direct right before the general manager.
Yeah.
Is there any further clarification needed before we...
Yeah, this is very convoluted. It should be very simple. That the LSB instructs the general manager... to instruct the business manager to do what it needs to do.
That's what I just read.
Good. That's it.
Okay. So we have a second for that particular motion.
Second.
Okay. We have a second, third, and fourth. Are there any objections?
No.
Point of information.
Yes.
The purview of this body is to suggest, right? We can't direct, instruct, or require anything. We can only request. Is that correct?
Or am I wrong?
Instruct. Okay. No objection.
Okay. In this case, we do have the power to compel the GM to ask the business manager to provide these reports.
In fact, we should be admonishing him for doing what he was not supposed to do.
Are there any objections to the motion?
Don't listen.
No.
No, I
want
to make sure that the voluntary
accountability.
That's the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's for the second motion.
Okay.
So seeing let's no objections. The first motion first.
Seeing no objections to motion number one from the Finance Committee, motion passes.
From the
motion passes unanimously.
Good.
I'm going to request that we really end the cutting each other off in the crosstalk. Okay. It makes my job harder because then I'm not sure how to be fair to everyone who's speaking and everyone who has something to say. So if I need help recognizing someone who's raising their hand, feel free. You know, Janine, Paul are helping me to make sure we're making sure we're recording everyone who's raising their hand. Let's not speak without being recognized. Thank you. It's just a way to keep things fair. I'll go ahead. Fred, can you go ahead and read the second motion? And with the amendments regarding consultant hours and volunteer hours.
Tully's and...
He's going to get confused again.
Volunteer hours.
The others be instructed.
Correct.
Okay. Finance Committee requests the general manager to direct the business manager to provide members of the committee an electronic monthly check register, a detailed trial balance, monthly detailed balance sheet, monthly detailed accounts payable, aging report, a list of full-time and part-time employees and their hours, also consultants and volunteer hours, a general ledger for fiscal year 2019 and current fiscal year general ledger year-to-date by month.
I have I recognize myself for a point of information directed towards Fred. What will be the monthly use of these reports? How will that help the Finance Committee do their job?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, we don't know exactly what information is in all these things.
Okay, may I?
So it's in a sense, only when we get these documents will we find out if they're all that useful.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. And then Lawrence?
Okay, as a bookkeeper, I've been asking for these documents for many, many years, since 2005, just for the record. So just now in 2020, we are now beginning to get these damn documents. What is a general ledger? A general ledger and a trial balance are the image of every single daily transaction in the life of a business. When you get these documents, they must be cut off at the end of the month. The reason being that you have to tie it in to what is the accounts payable aging at the end of that month, what is the cash balance at the end of the month, and other items that then need to tie in to the P&L, the profit and loss. And that is the reason why these documents are so important. And not only that, we have never gotten them before. And then everything that was sent to me is irrelevant because they're not as of the cutoff period of significance. So they must be monthly. The trial balance, the accounts payable aging, the general ledger, the check register. I would like to also see bank reconciliations to make sure that that figure ties into the general ledger and the trial balance.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you. So this is my concern, is that there's members of the committee, of this committee, that could elucidate us in regards to why these things were requested. Fred has one view, Bella has another view. Kim may have a different view. So I'd like to hear from Kim, if that's okay with the board, in regards to what's up you.
Kim, can you do 90 seconds on this topic?
I know what's in all these documents. I have
microphone, please.
I know what's in all these documents. I requested them for the last 4 years and been,
denied.
So Janine, a new member, was like, "Why don't we have these documents?" I'm like, "Yeah, why don't we have these documents?" Especially since Nita is having a hard time. Either for time constraints or they don't understand, but there's lots of stuff that's missing
right.
And mistakes every month that I've seen. And the general ledger is a much more accurate picture of what is going on at the station. We got 1 month of the check register for January. I guess Bella asked Barry, and he printed it out for us. There's a whole lot of stuff on there that I have questions about, that everybody here should have questions about. When you're looking at how many days we are in Fund Drive, you need to know why. What are they spending it on and taking it out on the listeners?
Exactly.
Just for example. So all these documents, they're not confidential. They're not, there's no reason not to have them.
Thank you.
They're going to help you make decisions.
Thank you.
So we're going to thank you for that. It's very important information from everyone who participates on that committee. We're going to go ahead and hold the vote. We need to ask ourselves, will we align the language? And so for number one, we ask, we are directing the GM to direct the business manager. So I will suggest the amendment that we direct the GM to direct the business manager to provide these as well. Are there any objections to that amendment? Is there a second to that amendment?
With the two additions, right?
With the two additions of consultant hours and volunteer hours.
Right.
Consultant names and hours.
Names and hours. Okay. So the language before we vote will be, the Finance Committee of the LSB directs the general manager to direct the business manager to provide to members of the committee an electronic monthly check register, a detailed trial balance, monthly detailed balance sheet, monthly detailed accounts payable aging report, a list of full-time and part-time employees and their hours, a list of consultant names and their hours, a list of volunteer hours, and the general ledger for fiscal year 2019 and current fiscal year.
Question, a point of it.
Michael has his hand first. Yeah.
Sure.
I would just suggest instead of the first directs, we use instructs.
That motion has already passed.
No, the one you're about
number
to
two. Be, number two.
Number two, you would prefer the word instructs?
Yeah. The first, instead of the first directing motion you just read, instructs. Instructs the GM to direct.
I'm okay with the language of instructs. If there are no objections, we'll change
I,
direct.
I object.
Okay.
I object.
Thank
completely
you,
Bob. I object.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be pedantic here. Does anything in the motion declare that we're talking about the most recent month
yes.
is completed?
I talked about the yes. ledger for fiscal
year. I don't want to give us reports for like 6 months.
2019
ago.
And current fiscal year ledger year to date by month.
That's
okay, year
mean.
To date. Okay,
yeah.
that's good. Thank
by
you.
Month.
It's monthly. It must be monthly.
Yeah, but it's year to date.
Year to date by month.
Okay.
Next
do we have
another one?
We're missing a couple people. Do we have a quorum for a vote?
Yes. It doesn't matter. We already.
We already established.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought this was the.
But I point of information regarding the did I hear you read that these reports are going to be given to two members of the finance committee?
No, it's going to be given to the finance committee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's start another war.
I've also understood the previous motion was that the LSB was directing. So this motion
must be equally the same.
Is director is instructing
the LSB is instructing the GM to direct the business manager. So we're going to use the word instruct on this one.
Instruct is
and
better.
And LSB and not the finance committee.
Okay,
that's a big deal.
So do we have a second?
So the difference is LSB versus finance committee in that.
Correct, and instruct instead of direct.
Okay.
I really don't care which word we're leaving.
Second.
Okay. Any objections?
Can we go to the vote?
No.
There's no objections.
Unanimous.
So, who here is on the finance committee? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Chair's request that someone on the finance committee make it their business to ensure that these documents are requested. So, for instance, sending a reminder email for the first couple of months, like while you're sitting in committee, and I was supposed to be at the committee this month. I also had car trouble. But if the finance committee can put it on their agenda to always be sending a reminder email to the GM.
You don't need to do this. The treasurer sends the emails to the business manager and the general manager.
I'm asking for another layer of accountability because things get lost.
I do it every month.
And I do too.
So once we have this motion passed, then we have, you know, a leg to stand on, essentially. We're not just making a request. Now we have a directive.
Right. And I'm glad that you're doing that because what has happened is that Fred Blair sits on the documents and we do not get them.
That's a lie, though.
Okay,
we get them very late.
I don't know everything in the world, but I am an organizer at heart and I see the need for someone to take responsibility to make sure that
the chair does this. The chair has been doing this for months.
So my suggestion is the chair
chair of the secretary of the committee both remind the general
yes.
manager of the
committee.
That's
Alan, isn't it?
That's
Alan. Thank you. And I'm sure Kim will help us with the accountability on this at the next meeting as well. So thank you. Okay, that was a lot of time for just one committee report. So we will close Finance Committee and move on to what is a hopefully shorter Personnel Committee report.
The chair's not here. Jan.
Anybody else here on the Personnel Committee?
Yeah, I'm on that. Yeah.
Anybody here feel comfortable giving a brief report?
Yeah, Grace can do it. Well, Michael.
10 let Michael do it. It's supposed to be
10
minutes for all three.
It's
supposed to be like 3 minutes each. So.
Yeah, the committee is in the midst of carrying out an annual evaluation of the general manager and has circulated a questionnaire to staff and LSB and is in the process of calling the results of that and having further discussions of our own evaluation. I think at some point we'll probably bring the general manager in for discussion and then make recommendations to the body.
Do you recall when the email was sent out for the questionnaire?
4 months
ago. I can send it out again.
If you could send it again, since sure. it's on the table for discussion, that'd be great. Thank you. Anything else from Personnel Committee? No? Okay, excellent.
I have something. We have another meeting scheduled on Monday, the 24th of February, at 4 p.m. Pacific time at the station. So if it's basically kind of open right now. Michael, isn't it an open committee, kind of?
No, it was people.
Well,
people
volunteered, yeah. Yeah, I think we could reopen it to new members of the LSB who hadn't been on when it was
right.
constituted.
Right, to the LSB, because everything in it is confidential. I just want to let everybody know when we're going to meet next. Monday the 24th at 4 p.m. at the station.
Also, after we complete this evaluation, we have to do the annual evaluation of the program director.
Thank you. Please update us next meeting on the timeline for the evaluation of the program director. Okay, next Personnel Committee will meet June 24 at 4 p.m. at the station.
February
24. June 24, February
24. Right.
Outreach Committee.
Your dog's right there. Come on down, Outreach Committee.
Come on down. You have a bobby pin. So we met Paul joined us electronically, Gloria electronically, Evelia was present, Veronica Bezerra, the secretary, and Alan Beek, we were present. And we decided that we were going to concentrate our efforts to educate the public. At that very moment, we passed a motion. The motion, I sent the information to the LSB for ratification. Then I was told that, well, no response really. And the motion was that three of us, Avelia, Veronica, and myself, wanted to meet with the PD, the program director, Kevin Fleming, as soon as possible. Number one, for them to get a walk through the station, an introduction, and also primarily to gain access, workout, coordinate language for a short, brief access on air to educate the public. I then wrote to him right away, and he responded, and he said that he was not in the position to provide us with any airtime regarding the matter because the instructions were coming from the National Election Supervisor. At that moment, I realized that we had no recourse, and I immediately began sending emails and questions to the LSB requesting that a committee be, an ad hoc committee be formed so that we can immediately start working on language to get it on the air. That was, a month or so ago, and now look where we are. So, but before that, I was sending notes to the LSB, and no one ever responded. Michael was able to draft a bit of language here and there, but we have lost. We have lost all this time. And so I wrote back to Velia and Veronica. At this point, I see that the resistance from the GM and the PD cannot penetrate and is impossible. So I'm hoping that with this new task force that we can penetrate, make some headway, and do the right thing. So this is where the outreach committee left it off, that we were going to concentrate our energy in educating the public. To do that, I am going to utilize the task force also and then communicate to the committee.
Thank you. Excellent. Anybody else from the
personnel,
or anybody else from outreach committee? Okay, Paulina?
I haven't been participating with the outreach committee, but I have been part of it in the past. So I just wanted to update the whole board that I have convened the task force for the bylaws referendum by email. And let me just double check that I sent it to the right people. Is it supposed to be Michael Novick, Lawrence Reyes, Oscar Ulloa, and Belen Soto? Is there anybody else who was supposed to be on it?
What are you helping?
The task force.
Yes, so far. Yeah, four people.
On the sign up sheet for outreach, we have Evalia, Paul.
No, for the bylaws task force. The bylaws
task force.
Yeah, and then very quickly, just to finish my update, also I have heard from Renee Peñalosa, the National Election Supervisor, that she's willing to take help on translating and reviewing translated documents in order for the information that goes on the air to be bilingual and correct. So she already showed willingness to work with me, and I've notified her about the motion passed today, so that she knows that there will be a task force cooperating with her and assisting her in her job.
Thank you for doing that. Anybody else have any final burning desires on the committee report?
Yes.
Michael and then Bella.
I just wanted to take note from the Finance Committee at the report on the fund drive, which Fred mentioned but didn't really speak about, is that the fund drive had set a goal of $26,000 a day, and the actual response to the fund drive is about half that, $13,000 a day, and they're projecting the fund drive will run till at least March 8th, and probably longer since we're not close to the goal.
Thank you. Bella?
Yeah. No, I want to speak on something else.
It's not on committee report?
Yes, but it's on the personnel committee.
Okay. Last burning desires on the committee reports. Can you use the mic?
Yes. The personnel committee met, finally. The evaluation questionnaire for the general manager and LZ Fields is posted on a certain website that people need to go there and fill it out as soon as they can. A division of duties were distributed amongst Beth, Mongluten, Michael Novick, and myself, and Fred, each one of us taking duties to compile information to build a matrix by which current and future evaluation will be done of both the general manager properly and the PD when this time comes too soon. It seems very improbable at this stage, but that we will be able to gather this information in time, since we have to meet again this coming Monday. And I immediately met with Terry Guy at the station right after the meeting to speak to him about the need for him to provide us with some more information regarding the fund drive days, etc., in more detail, and kind of in a diagram format. And he was very perplexed, and not only that, he said, I will not be able to help you in any way or form until a month from now when the fund drive ends. I immediately responded to the committee about that. I communicated that to the committee. So that's where we're at right now.
Thank you.
Real quick, 45 responses from programmers had been received, which were placed in a spreadsheet format according to the questionnaire. However, it is very overwhelming, and there are 145 programmers, so you can imagine the feat, the enormous challenge here. We need as many responses as possible in order to do the proper evaluation.
Thank you. Okay, so we will close that section of committee reports, and we will do treasurer's report, public comment, director's report, and then we will adjourn.
Point of personal privilege. I just want to ask for advice from Grace as to how to go about this. I have a motion I want to propose to the next meeting, and I was wondering if I might simply read it into the record of this meeting and or email it, whatever you wish to share.
We can do both.
I have it written out. It'll take me about 25 seconds to read it, 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Is that
so? That, are you? Except for the chair.
Would you prefer just it to be emailed?
Jeff,
or would you email?
Jeff, point of procedure.
No.
So there's two things that you can do as chair. Not that I'm telling you what to do. You could accept them as noticing the motion, mm-hmm. or you could take the motion from the floor down.
Right.
For consideration, I don't want to add to the agenda.
You're asking for it to be considered on the next agenda, to be added to the next agenda?
It's soon enough.
Okay.
You know, I'd like people to.
What is the purpose of reading it now?
Because I'd like people to have it in mind. It relates to the subject earlier, bylaws amendment and the task force that's just been created.
Please,
to
deal okay. with it.
Could you please read it?
Yeah. Go ahead and read it, and then please email it to LSB, myself, and Janice.
Will do. To direct the task force regarding the bylaws amendment to investigate the security of the online vote tabulation infrastructure and technology that transmits Pacifica members' vote on the bylaws amendment to the National Election Supervisor, and in particular to seek ways and means to guarantee that the tabulated results accurately reflect the votes of the Pacifica members in each of them transmit and include no other votes, and that the vote results are not hacked or fixed. And I think the reason that that's important is that we've just seen in our national politics what can happen
right.
when you have these vote tabulation methods such as were employed in Iowa. And it would be naive of us in the extreme to believe that just because we've had some reasonable success over the years in running our elections, and I presume they've been honest, I hope so anyway.
No.
That this particular election would be, we'd be at our point of maximum vulnerability because of all the, to my mind, nefarious ways in which this entire bylaws amendment that radically restructures our organization has been promoted to date. And for all the reasons people have raised, we need to be vigilant. I'm still hopeful that we. Never comes to that because I still have the belief that this was a completely invalid and legally invalid process, which I still hope something might be done about.
Thank you. So your motion is around some oversight and requirements regarding election integrity.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right. And ballot security because we could wake up the next day to a we'll be presented as a fait accompli and have no. We have no paper ballots, so we'll. And then, so I'm very curious as to what exactly the technology is being employed and how it can be guaranteed not to be vulnerable to hack.
What is the best committee for that to fall on?
Madam Chair, I had my hand up first.
Well, I'm asking the question.
I wanted to address that.
Lawrence, do you have an answer to my question?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
So two things, right? Remember Iowa, right? And the other thing is that I think that motion, I'd like to say that we should address it on a national level as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also it should go right into the task force work.
That was just what I was going to say. Excellent. So glad we're all on the same page.
Thank you.
Helena, will you please put that on the agenda for the task force meeting?
So what I suggest, Madam Chair, is that Eric then submits the information to the secretary, and the secretary can then forward it to us so that we can include that in our agenda.
Correct. Thank you.
For the task force.
And Eric, I would recommend perhaps that you attend the task force meeting.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Beth, and then we'll move on.
Yes. Precisely because of those considerations that for the most recent LSB election, I requested a paper ballot. I wanted a hard copy ballot. I know it increases the cost, but it's much more reliable.
Right.
And maybe we should consider suggesting as part of our campaign against the bylaws changes that people request a hard copy. Because I don't
care. It's too late for them.
It does seem like a lot of people are interested in how this should be implemented. So once we have a meeting date for the task force, can that be blasted out to the LSB?
Sure.
And, you know, making sure that people have the opportunity to schedule around it?
Absolutely. I hope so.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to add real quickly that the issue of the volunteer hours that was brought up earlier, there is always a contention at every local station, at every election cycle here at KPFK, that the volunteer list that have logged in their hours have earned membership. It is always a nefarious affair. In one national election, a local supervisor, election supervisor, resigned because he could not get any reliable listing of the volunteers. So this has always been a major issue, and that, I'm afraid, may come to haunt us this time again. And I believe that the national supervisor talked about that recently. She sent an email that she was trying to get clarification of those lists because she knows that the person before her resigned because of that lack of reliability. So that's
would it make sense to ask the volunteer coordinator at KPFK to present their process to the board?
That would be excellent. That would definitely be excellent. I think that has been attempted in the past and it has never been done. So if we do it now, it's about time. It's late in the game, but
I mean, it's pretty standard for any organization to have a process by which we sign in our volunteers and record their hours. So
I have been to that room and there's been no date on the sheets, and I've called it to Terry Guy's attention, and he has left. You said, oh, so what?
Okay.
I had to physically put
the Paulina, and then Beth.
As a volunteer member of KPFK staff and a coordinator for volunteers, and as far as our show is concerned, the problem here is that it's not always that people volunteer their time on the premises. Very often our shows involve a great amount of previous research, booking guests, producing, pre-producing from wherever they are. So it's not that you can literally have a punch a card, right? It's not like you can say, okay, I was here from such hour to such hour. This has always been and should be probably a matter of whoever is in charge of a particular show that's on the air right now, that they should keep the volunteer time and that they should be submitting those records, not necessarily the volunteers themselves. This should be the responsibility of each person, or, you know, for however many people are in charge of each show. That's just from my perspective, from a practicality perspective.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a note. As I've indicated in the past, I'm in a pretty consistent discussion with both the GM and the program director. So I'm going to bring this to them and ask, how do we implement each show being able to report their volunteer hours, right? So it will be the integrity of each volunteer coordinator for each show, and the integrity of each show to ask the volunteers to report on their hours volunteered at home or on the road, in the field, and then reporting perhaps monthly regarding the volunteer hours for each show,
and then the volunteer coordinator at the station being the one to bring together how many hours and who's eligible, et cetera. I would like to move on.
I just wanted to just add to that, that Terry Guy and Alan Minsky, Terry Guy and Alan Minsky have both kept separate lists of volunteers. And so you need to know that, even though Alan Minsky vacated his previous position, you have to keep that in mind. So when you talk to them, you have to talk to them about those two lists. Have they been consolidated? They needed to be consolidated for
Thank
the volunteers.
You.
Yes.
We here now, as the board, have been putting in volunteer hours since we convened this morning. And that should be accounted for, too. And all our committee time and whatever time you put in interacting with the GM, all that counts.
It does.
It all counts. And it adds up to real money. I mean, you can leverage that into grants later on. And in terms of best practices for volunteer coordination of volunteer management, California Community Foundation will offer some, I think they offer training. They used to offer it in Ventura County. They have resource material for coming up with those. We don't have to reinvent that wheel.
Exactly.
So my question is the fact that we have minutes and that we were here, can that be used to articulate our volunteer hours, or do we need
the roll call.
So that should suffice in terms of tracking.
I would think so.
And it's part of the bylaws, too. There's a mention of that in the bylaws regarding that document.
We don't need a separate issue.
If there is something, we need somebody at some point to tally that.
If there is something like a simplified document, would you mind either emailing that or printing out copies for the next meeting?
I will do some research and see what I can come up with.
I would like to see just a simple best practices document. I think a lot of us here have done a lot of volunteer coordinating, but being on the same page about some best practices would be helpful.
So that we know what we're asking them to do.
Correct.
They're clear about why and that it's standard.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you. So we do need to move on. We want to do treasurer's report, third public comment, and then director's reports, which I think perhaps will not take 20 minutes, but I've been wrong before. So treasurer's report, we have 7 minutes on the agenda for this report.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but the issue regarding the volunteer hours must be addressed. The list must be addressed as soon as possible. That cannot wait until next month. You must do what you're going to do if we're going to pass a motion to make sure that both the general manager provides us with accurate lists, and he has to get them from Terry Guy and whoever else is minding the store.
So we passed a motion.
We did not conclude that into a motion. You said you were going to talk to them.
It's similar because
that is very urgent.
Yeah, but
this is just, it says a list of volunteers.
So what is, do you have a motion on the table, though?
Yes, the motion was to talk to the general manager and find out, and you verbalized it earlier, to get the procedure, the physical procedure utilized to keep track of the volunteer hours in the phone room. And separate from that, the radio collectives. The radio programs have collectives. Many of them do. And they keep their people as volunteers. They're all volunteers, but the head of each collective is in charge of keeping track of their volunteer hours.
What is your motion?
So the motion is that we need to request the general manager to provide the LSB with the most recent, up-to-date volunteer sign-up list that have done their 3 hours or more in the phone room and participated in the radio collective.
And what is the purpose for providing that to the LSB?
So that we can understand who is a member and who is not. Who will qualify to vote and who will not? Yes or no? Because otherwise we're going to lose. And by the way, it's in the hands of the programmers. Paid and unpaid.
We need to request from the GM to provide the LSB with the most recent
up-to-date
volunteer sign-up sign up and yes. in order to understand who is a member and who is not.
Exactly. And remember, we have a cutoff date. Was it the 12th of January to be a member in order to qualify to receive a ballot?
So the motion on the floor is that this body will request that the GM provide the LSB with an up-to-date sign-up list of volunteers in order to understand who is a member and who is not. Is there a second for that motion?
You can second your own motion.
No. Is there a second for that motion?
You say up-to-date as of, and actually up-to-date?
Up-to-date. The most recent. The most recent, I said.
Second, with a friendly amendment to go beyond that and say that once we have that list, it's important to see to it that it be made, that it be incorporated into the election process, that those people be allowed votes and notified that they are.
No, they cannot. We cannot demand that of the GM. That's for the task force of the National Election Supervisor.
So she's saying,
I'm not saying who we ask.
In order to understand who is a member and who isn't, so that they may be notified that they are eligible.
Oh, then that's what I said earlier. Yeah, to qualify to receive a ballot.
It's great to have that list, but we need to make sure that it's implemented for the purposes of this.
Right. Well, I said that earlier.
Okay, so the amendment is accepted.
Yes.
The motion is that the LSB will request that the GM provide the LSB, in the task force, with up-to-date volunteer sign-ups in order to understand who is a member and who is not, and in order to be able to notify these members that they are eligible to vote.
Correct.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And
incorporate them into the electoral process.
And you have seconded the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections to this? You have an objection?
I do.
Do you want to state your objection?
While in theory it's a great idea, knowing how things work, because I am a volunteer programmer and I know what the process has been, I find it impractical and not really realizable, let's just say, because many people do not sign in when they come to volunteer. It's not a requirement. To request from the GM something that he at this point will not have, and I know he won't, because I know myself and many other volunteers, we just volunteer time, we don't report.
Okay, but we're...
You're asking to request from the GM a log of the hours, that have been contributed by volunteer programmers for a particular period of time or up to date. What if it doesn't exist and I know it doesn't exist? So maybe we should first request that there should be one.
Yeah,
that's
what I was going to amend to say, implement and request.
Yeah, implement such a thing, and then, because it hasn't been implemented, that will take time. He will, first of all, what the GM right now is working on, from what I understand, is on updating volunteer lists, even email lists, because the problem this year, last election, Bella, and everyone else,
Paulina has the microphone, and then
I'll pass it on to you afterwards.
The
problem in the last election was that many of our volunteers never received a ballot, even though they were volunteers. Why didn't they not receive a ballot? Because management doesn't have a valid email address for them, okay? Or a valid contact information in general. So it's not about the hours that they may have or not have put in, because every head of the collective can vouch for the fact that their volunteers have or have not volunteered to serve on others. It's the idea is to update the information. How do we do it? Management's already on it, but of course if the LSB can pronounce itself on the subject and say, hey management, get your ass together and do this now because we had problems. We have so many members complaining that they didn't get their ballot and they have the right to vote. Maybe that's it. That's all we need to do. But it's not about that the management provide. If we ask the management to provide, the reason why I'm objecting, if we ask the management to provide an accurate log of volunteer hours, they will say, Sorry, I can't do that. I can't do it. I don't have it, sorry. If we ask the management to provide, to make sure that volunteers who have been volunteering during the, you know, the 3 months that are for the purposes of voting, that they actually get to exercise, you know, that's easier.
So wait a second. Okay, I have a point of clarification from the chair. Number one, the issue is making sure that volunteers receive ballots. And number two, as Beth brought up, there is money left on the table when it comes to grants and things like that.
CPP.
When it comes, CPP funding, regarding how many volunteer hours we are able to verify and report accurately. So I agree that the request should include implementing a process. And so as a volunteer programmer who coordinates volunteers, I would love to see perhaps just asking the volunteers to be on their honor. How many hours did you spend in the field this week? You know, how many hours did you spend on the phone calls this week? And reporting that in some sort of reasonable fashion, whether it's a spreadsheet or a Google Doc or just sending an email and someone's capturing that information. I do think it's reasonable to ask that volunteers log their hours. Mm. It shouldn't be on you.
No.
It should be on them to report and then someone to gather that information and report it up. That's my opinion on that. I will hear from Michael and from Bella.
This issue has been addressed repeatedly by this board. I introduced at least 4 motions on my last tenure, all of which were passed. The California Corporations Code requires Pacifica to maintain a list of its members at its headquarters, and that's an affirmative responsibility on the management at each station to produce such a list in a timely fashion and make it available to the national office, which is now down here in Los Angeles. So I will, no further delay is necessary on this. It should have been implemented the first 4 times you passed it 5 years ago. So we just need to ask for the list, and they have to produce it. If they're not, then that's on them, but they're opening themselves up to lawsuits by the people who are members and are being denied their rights.
Thank you. Bella, and then Beth.
Okay, what Michael has just said is historic, right? The history speaks for itself. We cannot tell management at this juncture, please start a procedure and then talk to us later. No, we are demanding a list as of now, because every year that we have elections is the same issue. They're perfectly aware of what's going on. Now, I spoke of the collectives that have airtime. It is their responsibility to keep track, and I have met with various Spanish language collectives in the past, I would say, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, explaining to them that they have to keep a spreadsheet, that they have to keep a login. Every time they have an event in the community, they have to keep track of those lists. But, again, this has to be a joint effort. It has to be with the assistance of management. Like you said, it has to be gathered and reported to the right department, the right, so that it's available when we come to elections of any kind. And that is the lack of transparency, the lack of accountability that has existed at KPFK for many, many years. So we have got to continue and push this motion forward.
Wait, 1 second. It'll be Beth and then Ken, but I would like to respond to that and say, regarding your meetings with the collectives and with the programmers.
Programmer collectives.
What, so he knows all-inclusive, right?
Yeah.
Part of it's the issue of the voting and the access to the ballot, and it's the issue of leaving money on the table when it comes to grants and CPP funding. So I don't think any one show wants to be responsible for money left on the table from KPFK and Pacifica. When it's presented in that form, then it's about the collective that is KPFK, right? And so if we all want to complain about how we want more money, we need more money, we need to save the building, we need to pay people properly, then it really comes down to what are the ways in which the individual programs and programmers are ensuring that they do their part and see that no money is left on the table, right? So the ballot issue is important, but let us not forget that we are in a financial crisis and this could bring some money in. Beth and then Ken.
And membership, remember, we're increasing the membership.
Beth and then Ken.
Thank you.
I don't expect the current state of this list to be anywhere near perfect. I think they're going to have to scramble to pull things together. Nevertheless, whatever they've got, we need now.
Thank you.
And that's where we start. You know, that's our baseline. Right. And we can build up from that. We should require that they do implement a more systematic process and keep it current and keep it provided to us. And that's why I wanted to include it in the monthly reports, financial reports, because it really is a form of fundraising.
I'm just confirming with the secretary. Okay, I have the language that I recorded here. Sorry about my handwriting. Ken?
I call the vote.
Thank you. We were just discussing that. So the language is that the LSB will request that the GM implement a process and then provide the LSB with up-to-date signups in order to understand who is a member and who is not, and that they be notified that they are eligible to vote.
Did
okay.
You say volunteering there? Volunteer hours?
On point of information. That's not distinguishing between listeners and staff.
Right.
This is volunteer sign-ups. The word volunteer should be in there.
Yes, because you have the volunteer programmers and you have the volunteer listeners, and they all come to the phone room to answer phones.
Sure, and as it was mentioned, you have a room full of volunteers right now.
Right.
Okay, so the LSB will request that the general manager both implement an ongoing process and provide the LSB with a current up-to-date volunteer sign-up list in order to understand who is a member and who is not, and that they be notified that they are eligible to vote. Okay, so do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Do we have any objections? No objections. Seeing none, the motion passes. Yay. The request will be sent to the GM.
By the way, this is momentous.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. And so if there's anybody who has organizational integrity or structural ideas on how to make sure this is implemented, I'm going to include this in my next meeting with the PD and the GM.
Good.
And, you know, ideally the PD, Kevin, will reach out to the programmers and start to find out. I'm a big fan of meeting people where they're at, so I don't want to, like, implement right away and say this is required no matter what, hard stop. I would like it to be a discussion with the different programs. How does it make sense to you to verify your volunteer hours and report them up, right? So that people have access to their ballot and so that we're not leaving grant or CPB funding money on the table. Satisfactory?
Satisfactory.
Thank you. Point of information over here?
Yes. If you search on the terms volunteer management, guest management practices, you'll get, a wealth of information.
Okay, I'm happy to do that.
I will
sounded
do it
like you had one direct source that you rely on.
The background, yeah.
Okay.
I've got a lot of stuff. But if you're looking for something in particular, or just a good overview, that's a way to just get it bubbling up for you.
Okay, yes, thank you. Just getting the discussion going,
right.
For sure.
Right.
It helps for people to have something to look at.
Right.
So that is the closure of that.
Yes.
I would like to move on to Treasurer's report. 7 minutes for the Treasurer's report. It is now 1:42. We may actually end on time. Let's try.
I guess I've got the floor.
You're on
sorry, I don't have a formal report to hand in today, but I'm going to... I did send out last Friday a summary of the... the February fund drive, where it stands as of last Friday. And I'll just reiterate the numbers here. last Friday was February 14th, and that was the 11th day into the fund drive. The pledge total of last Friday was, I believe, $146,000 at that point in time, which is about 25% of goal. The goal is $650,000. As I said at the Finance Committee on Wednesday, we were informed by the business manager that they intend to run the fund drive through March 8th.
Wow.
Or longer.
That's incredible.
Running is in my.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Running is into the ground. I mean,
right.
People
well, our business, our business, our business, our basic business model at Pacifica is that we raise the money to operate the radio station by asking our listeners to donate. And the table I have in my formal report, I have the table for fiscal year 19, which was last year, and the table with three fund drives for fiscal year 20, which is we're currently in the third fund drive fiscal year 20. As was pointed out by Kim at the finance meeting, we are about 20 days longer this year than we were last 20 days of fund drive longer so far than we were last year. That's not a good trend.
No.
I don't need reinforcement on that, Bella. The fund drives are not doing well. Our daily average so far in the February fund drive is about 14,000 and change a day. The daily average is an average, and it goes up and down. It's usually down at about 10,000 on the weekends. The weekends don't do as well as the weekdays. It can go as high as 20,000 during the week. But it's a pretty good indicator of where we stand. Our daily averages back in 2019 were up at about 20,000 a day. This year, we've been doing around 15,000 to 16,000 a day. For these last few fund drives, I will try and send out my formal report with the numbers that I have this coming week. But we have to do something about this. We can't just keep on running the fund drives longer and longer to bring it to finance the station.
Right.
I don't. On other financial notes, from the P&Ls that we've gotten, I believe the personnel costs are about the same this year as they were in 19. You said 2% higher. I haven't looked down in detail.
Kim,
you're not giving the treasurer's report.
But you're giving
wrong. Okay, so let's not crosstalk, please.
Michael, what do you want to say?
You remember that at the meeting it came out they were not including the FICA,
the payroll taxes.
Payroll taxes or the benefits.
Right.
And that therefore it's at least...
The numbers are not any good.
It's not $50,000 a month higher than it was last year.
So why are you lying?
Bella, I may be making a mistake, but I'm not intentionally underplaying something.
Go ahead.
So the P&L that we have are not complete at this point in time. It's about, I guess, the best we can say. So I don't really have much more to add to in terms of financial reporting. I'll take questions and see if I can ask at this point. If I can answer your questions.
Lawrence and then Bella.
Lawrence?
Thank you, Fred. So I don't see why this board shouldn't be encouraging the GM. I don't see why this board should not be encouraging the GM that if the fund drive is performing poorly, that they should go back to regular programming and fundraise that way. Because the reason why, this is part of the few reasons why the fund drives are underperforming. One is that the programming is irrelevant to the listeners. The second is because we have overkill are the donors, and you know, with donor fatigue. And the second thing, finally, is that what the business want, they want programming, they want regular programming. So if the fundraiser is underperforming that bad, I would suggest to the chair to have that conversation with the GM and the PD that they should return to regular programming and fundraise like that intermittently throughout the hours. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
What I can say as treasurer is that's a dialogue that we should be having with management. The problem is that management doesn't seem to want a dialogue with us on this.
Okay. Bella, Polina, Eric, and then we need to close this, but we'll see if your question or your statement gets it.
Earlier, I said that all the reports that we have been getting, the barrage that you were very proud of, the five recent reports, Mike.
Proud of?
You said that all of a sudden we're getting a lot of reports versus
reports. Well, that's a true statement of fact.
Okay. I did an analysis of all the salaries, which is personnel costs, including pension, including payroll taxes, including everything regarding personnel costs against revenue. And I did that from 2007 through 2009, the first quarter of 2020 fiscal year, which would include October, November, December. And I noticed the spikes up and down of the salaries. I also pointed out, and I sent it out to the LSB, that in somehow in September, in October, which is the first year of the fiscal year 20, it was low. It was around 46%. Then it went up. And in November, it went up to 64%. And it went up again in December. So the information you're giving us is really irrelevant. You know very well that this is brought up over and over again, and one proponent of that is Ms. Kim Kaufman, that she always talks about the fact that the longer we prolong our fundraising, the longer we're in the hook. The longer we go asking for money, the less we will get. And the more we continue doing that, it's a recipe for destruction. And this is the trend we have been for a long time. If we do what Mr. Lawrence Reyes, Mr. Michael Novick, and I have been suggested for many years, is that we return to our time when we were able to raise $1 million in 2 weeks, and that's when we had a vibrant news department, we had a vibrant communication with our communities, we were out there covering the local news. And that's what we need to go back to.
Thank you, Bella.
There.
Excellent point. Lawrence?
Sure.
And reduce salaries by 700,000.
Okay.
Which was a motion, by the way.
So, Paulina, did you?
Yeah, very briefly on the same point. The management, Michelle, actually, a question for you, the chair. You're saying the management is not willing to have a dialogue with you on the
Fred
topic
said
of...
Fred,
you said that. Okay.
Right.
let's remember that management seems to be supporting the bylaws amendment, so they're hoping that the oversight, the pesky board,
right,
will no longer be bothering them about it. And I apologize if I'm overstepping perhaps here, but that's just my personal, I speak here not as a board member, but rather as an individual member of Pacifica. That's my impression. We can't abdicate our duty in terms of insisting, look, these numbers are dismal. Nobody can reject that. And we have been, maybe the board could be more active in sponsoring community events, outreaching more actively to our members so that we're more visible, therefore we'll have more people contributing a few bucks here and there, and then our fundraiser, I'm sure, and I am definitely for, at this point, it's not like the snake oil is actually keeping us afloat. It's not. If our averages are from $10,000 to $15,000 a day, come on, you know, it's not even like the snake oil is actually doing the trick. So yes, definitely risky it, trying to go back to regular programming. But also here, oh yeah, that last story, one last thing. Management is alleging that the reason why that they're putting in pre-recorded old trike programming is because programmers are not willing to fundraise on the air. Many of our on-air personalities, many of our on-air divas, just say, "Oh, I'm not good at fundraising. No, no, please, go ahead, preempt me, replace me with whatever, you know, Christine Blasdale or whatever you want to try." Yeah, that's exactly what they say. I don't think that's correct. I think that everybody, every single on-air personality should be required to fundraise for the station. Whether it's just a pitch at the end of a segment, whether it's three pitches, but something should be there, because that's the only way that we can actually have programming raise funds for itself and garner the support that it merits. If it doesn't have that support, it shouldn't be there.
Thank you. Eric, and then Michael, and then we're
going to
close this section.
Be careful what you say.
I'm going to follow Bella's lead and stand up, because this is a point that I campaigned on, and I really want to encourage all of us to consider. I had a conversation recently in a group with Harvey Wasserman, who I had heard interviewing Tom Steyer in one of his Silvertopia shows. Mm-hmm. And they appeared to know each other and to be chummy, and Harvey was effusively praising Mr. Steyer. And as we know from watching national politics, as we all do, Tom Steyer is making a presentation as a progressive. I mean, there's no question about it. He's cozying up to Bernie when he can. He's sort of mugging for the cameras.
Right.
He's doing everything but announce that this is his goal to be an icon in the, for lack of a better term, the left liberal community. So I asked Harvey, it wasn't confidential context, so I don't mind repeating it. I said, you know, you have his phone number. And he actually said yes. And I said, well, have you even thought in the back of your mind about arranging a meeting to perhaps enlist him as an ally of Pacifica and KPFK in particular, as a benefactor, as perhaps a donor of a high magnitude of an endowment that we could then have as padding so that we can diminish some of our addiction to this, what I call infomercial programming. And I'd like us to consider ways and means of approaching Mr. Steyer after the presidential campaign to have a delegation go to him and make a serious presentation as to perhaps considering making Pacifica one of his philanthropic projects.
Thank you. And
maybe that can help solve some of our problems. And he's not the only one.
That's right. Thank you.
And I don't disagree with anything that's been said about
it. Good. We do have to close this section, as I said, after Michael Novick, if we want to end on time, which I think we all do. We could talk all day about listing off the billionaires that should be giving their money away. I do agree with that.
Go
ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'll be brief. The GM in a published interview with the LA Times claimed that the station brings in $5,000 an hour by airing product-oriented pitches for health and spirituality-type products. And it's clearly a lie. It's a falsehood, because if they were getting $5,000 an hour, they wouldn't be getting $13,000 a day. So I think it's clear that and the figures that we received said there were fewer than 100 donations a day for the 11 days of the fund drive. It was something like 900 donations total for 11 days of the fund drive at the point we saw the figures. If we can't get four people an hour of each show that we air to donate to our station for the show we're listening to, then we should just close up the books and go home. So I want to reiterate Lawrence's suggestion. They need to basically fundraise with their actual programming and get the actual programmers to pitch as a mandatory obligation for having a show on the station. And if we can't do that, we're not in the right business.
Absolutely.
same thing, regardless whether they get $500 or $5, regardless.
Yeah, Oscar, I have to go. We have studio time.
Okay.
And live guests.
Okay. What about our public comment?
Yeah, we're doing
third public comment for 10 minutes, and then we have director's reports, and then we adjourn. So, thank you. To those of you who have to leave, thank you for your participation.
Thank you so much.
And we'll open public comment at 1:58 for 10 minutes, 90 seconds each.
Yes,
right now.
I have a few comments to. So, regarding this, what the judge ruled, how can a judge mandate that an organization hire two people and not pay them? I think that violates federal and state labor laws.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine that a judge can come out of a judge's mouth. That needs to be really, I mean, I haven't seen the language, but that's a big, like, he can't do that. This guy is somehow. Okay. Now, a membership election, which is what these are, this is for the bylaw, whatever, the election issue you brought up. A membership election is different than a government election because membership elections are attached to a name, to an ID. They are not anonymous. So they can all be audited.
That's good news.
No,
they have a number, an ID number.
Yeah, and they have to be able to identify that they are, in fact, a member. Just right. So you know when you're looking at this, go online and read about the difference between a membership and a governmental election.
10 seconds.
I make a move to give Kim 3 minutes.
Whatever. I'm going to be quick. If the GM resists...
One more public comment time, so 90 seconds.
If the GM resists these documents, then a director can do an inspection. And
that's right.
Okay? So one way or another, we'll get them.
Explain what that is.
No. Anybody can ask me after. I have been asking since fall, since he was supposed to put in a budget, what the fund drive chart is. Only at the last meeting, because it was smaller and we could engage with the business manager, did we then find out it was double what it should have been. This is unacceptable, what management is avoiding. And it's not the finance committee. I mean, what the finance committee does is present you with the information. Here are the facts, here are the numbers, here's what's going on. And for the entire LSB to then engage with management over solutions. And the P&L is not a moving document, Fred. On a good day, on a good month, books get closed at the end of every month. They don't keep changing for years after and months after. This is we're, you know. Anyways, I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Kim.
The so-called health extension projects introduced by the Democrats in the 1990s, where the activist community they collected will be removed from sight and just be priority to personality-driven programming and only large donors, is still a wet dream among some of the people at JPFK. Unfortunately, it's a sad commentary for me to say that. And then we have a structural problems at one point we'll have to address. When people come in to answer the phones, they have a book where they're supposed to put their information, but nobody, they don't know they're supposed to do that. Somebody needs to tell them. But there's so few people answering the phones, and they're busy answering the phones. They don't have time to see who came and whether they signed the book or not. It's not their priority. Besides, they are volunteers, and the people who are usually administrators, they are paid staff. As you understand, paid staff is the petty bourgeoisie at KPFK. The volunteers are the proletariat, the people down below, the servants. They don't have to really worry about getting the personal information. And at the end of the day, we all lose. in terms of the ballot, casting your ballot through paper. We had a ballot box at the front desk, and yet, at the end of the day, we ended up with more ballots than people we had on the staff. So, you know, so much for paper ballots. So we need to see, make sure that people follow the rules. But are we in a position to do it? Look, the last three elections, people were violating the rules of engagement, promoting their camp, their group they favored on the air, and nobody was saying anything about it. When I raised the issue, they said, but the election supervisor is supposed to do that, but they didn't do that. So the people continue to violate the rules. Why we allow that? Good luck this time around. The pay staff wants this thing to go through.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Next. Sir?
Yeah, good afternoon to the whole of you. My name is Angel Jaramillo. I'm part of the program called...
¿En español?
Name, huh?
¿En español?
Yeah. Sí, oh. That's what I'm trying to think about. Anyway, my program is on Monday nights at 11:30 p.m. Spanish program. And I think it's becoming good to come over and see what's going on with the radio station or board members. I see there's a lot of issues, and then the same thing when I go to the location, I can see that it's a lot of things to need to be done to make it better, I guess. Who's in charge of the lighting, the cleaning, the microphones, and all of that stuff. But it's a lot. I just wanted to say about what we should do as a programmer. So I think we should do our own funding on doing our program, because I've been in this radio station for about a year, and I kind of, my program stopped like, I don't know how many times already, and it's no way that I can keep a track of trying to see if I can have 2, 3, 5 listeners in the radio. So then I said yes. It would be good if at least we do our own fundraising during our programs. So then they will give us a chance. I say, oh, listen, here's what we're giving to the radio station, because I can see that some, based on what I'm hearing, is some of these programs don't even provide a single penny.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello, welcome back.
Here, back again. Well, I have a little message for the board. I'm part of the program on Intercept Femininas, which is in the night, and and it's Spanish programming. I do this as a volunteer because I have a heart for my community and people that need to hear messages that all of us are giving. But I see division sometimes. I see that the Spanish programming, we get pushed aside most of the time, and I think that's very unfair. Right. And I think we should all be working together and stop all this like negativity amongst us. Another thing, we do a lot of fundraising, like they said a little while ago, outside, and you know, we do events, and myself, I like to you know, talk to the people around my neighborhood and let them know about the station. So, you know, we have KTFA in our heart. So we got to fight for this. We cannot allow them to take, you know, try and change all these bylaws and stuff. We can't do that. Maybe, you know, we have to improve on things that we've been doing in the past. But, I mean, we got to work together. And it really makes me... happy to see that right here, this communication. Another thing with the volunteer program that you mentioned, I didn't even know about that. I didn't even know there was able to be grants for people. I do it because I do it from the heart. But now that I found out, I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I can get a grant to go back to school for me. But yeah, you know, I'm really happy that we're here. But let's try to work together. Let's stop this division. You know, it's Spanish programming. Sometimes they don't allow us to be on the air when there's like, okay, my time's up.
Oh,
10 seconds. Oh, it's finished. So, yeah, okay. Well, sometimes, you know, I believe that we have to like give the same amount of time to all the programming and not push people aside. I feel that way, that they're pushing our Spanish programming aside. Now, okay. I don't think it's fair. And you know, everybody should have the same amount of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So anyway, I agree with that. Programs should not be preempted. It is a very good idea to have the programmers fundraise on their program.
Right.
And that would take away a lot of the frustration of the listeners that you turn on a radio station and there's one of those repeated
outdated
yes. programs that don't show any respect to the listeners because they haven't even been edited to make it sound like it's more current and up to date. It's a very, very disrespectful way of fundraising that we have right now. So that's my complaint. And I did have a question. Are we who got email ballots last time?